Los Angeles, the bar supply warehouse of Ted Bell. This is Bar Fight Championship number one. This is Joe Dickhead with you. And in a moment, we'll turn it over to Jack Eye Gagner, who'll be doing all of the blow-by-blow, which we were told we're not allowed to say it. Blow-by-blow, and we don't mean blowjobs. And also, we'll have alongside General Galen Shaw, who's been to a fair share of bar fights himself. I'm Joe Dickhead, and most of my expertise is in the football area, but I think this will be very educational for all of us here. The fighters are on site. There's a fairly decent crowd here as well. We have Ted Bell is going to be joining us in just a moment. Mr. Bell is one of the sponsors, and we'll talk with Ted Bell in just a moment. We'll turn it on over here to our good friend Jack I. Gag there. And hello, Mr. Bell, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say we're so excited. And
you need to back up the microphone.
We're very excited to be the sponsors. And it's Ted Bell, B-E-L-L.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Bell. They have some technical situations that at present need addressing. So I have Shorty Winston now is breathing on me. What is it, Shorty?
I got to get a thing.
All right, well, while Shorty does that, thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell, why don't you come on in here and just speak when spoken to, I guess is what we are.
I'm really sorry. It's extremely exciting. I can't stand it.
And have you ever seen a bar fight? I guess you've broken up a few bar fights in your time, huh?
Well, we've thrown a lot of, I've thrown a lot of Hollywood stars out of our bar. And I'm just excited.
Thank you, Ted Bell. Ted Bell on site here. This is his warehouse, and this is the supply house, if you will, for the Ted Bell bar supplies needs for his restaurant. We have the principals. We'll be talking with them in a moment here. Margaret Gray comes into this having won her two preliminary fights, the most recent one. She beat Bobby Dooley in the opening round, and then the shellacking, of course, of Bob Green. For Pez to William Remick, a major upset of Ted Bell himself. As you can hear, Mr. Bell, very excited there. And Pez to Remick also defeating Chris Norton in the early going. We'll turn it over now to Jack Igad, who called a blow-by-blow, and we don't mean blowjobs here for tonight's big, big fight, bar championship number one here from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks a lot, Joe. This is Jack Gagner along with General Galen Shaw. We're here at the Waverly Warehouse here. And we want to tell you that we're very excited to be with you. Yes, sure.
Well, I think we are excited.
I am. I'm very excited. By the way, tonight's bar fight is brought to you by Klingon Aftershave. Get that deep, rich, flavorful smell of a Klingon. It could be worse. You could smell like a Ferengi. And by Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers. Dr. Kibble Detox Centers are 16 locations throughout your area, although probably 15 of them have closed, because I think Dr. Kibble himself is a junkie, isn't he?
Yes, I believe he's still on the stuff.
Also, Mother Hortense Strudel House.
Do you strudel?
And Outer Space Tequila. Mix it with a bottle of ginger beer, and you'll feel like you've been cryogenically frozen. Out of all the things that we can be announcing to you here on this August occasion, being at a bar fight, I think, just sort of takes the cake, don't you think, General?
Well, as I was saying, I've been to a few bar fights. I was stationed at Fort Benning when I first got to the Army. Then, of course, it was at Fort Bragg. Two tours in Vietnam. But I will tell you this, and the fans at home should understand that under the rules of the Phil Hendry Commission,
Jesus. Well, it's something else that we want to let people know, that the sponsoring commission, this is the Phil Hendry Bar Fight Commission, since there is no actual commission. Looks like somebody's closed the window in here. Open that up, yeah.
I thought it was too loud.
It was too loud, but it sounds phony baloney when you close the window like that. As I was going to say, why don't I tell you what, Eddie, you guys are making a lot of noise. We're going to move into the other area if we could. The point that I was trying to make is that the commission, it does not allow any weapons of any kind to be used in this fight. Now, you've been to a lot of bar fights, seen a lot of weapons.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. In most bar fights, someone pulls at least a knife or a gun. In this particular bar fight, no can do. You won't be allowed to wield any such object. The only kind of object that you will be able to use as a weapon is anything that you find in the bar itself, that is organic to the bar.
All right, when you say organic to the bar, we're talking about ashtrays.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a smoking bar, but more like beer glasses.
Beer glasses,
and tables and chairs. Beer glasses, tables and chairs. This crowd that they've got here right now, I think Mr. Bell brought over from Ted's. Is that right, Ted?
Yeah, these are friends of mine. Can I just make a point that we have the Ted baseball stakes?
We'll be doing that a little bit later on, Mr. Bell, if you don't mind.
All right.
So these are, yeah, people, some, obviously they've had a few, had a couple of cocktails before they came over here. Joe Dickhead right now is down on the barroom floor, and Joe's got, I think he's got Margaret Gray. Let's go down to Joe Dickhead. Margaret Gray, how are you?
I'm feeling good.
You are feeling good. You came into this fight having really dominated both of your opponents, and I don't think there's any doubt that there's a lot of money riding on you.
Well, I saw the tweet. My husband, Frank, said he's putting every nickel on me. I think it's a good bet. But again, we don't want to get too overconfident.
If you're going to be overconfident, what would you think is the perhaps the major weapon that Pastor Ehrlich has to offer?
Well, he's a stocky man. He's a substantial man. He could use that head of his as a battering ram. And, of course, if someone is able to hit you in the solar plexus or at least drive your body a considerable distance, he could put me through a window, put me through a door, and that door may lead to supplies of some kind or beer kegs, and that could be fatal.
All right, so I imagine you would be staying away from that. What do you think is your strongest suit?
Well, I've got a very good punch. I've got a great straight right hand, the jab, and I've got a very good strong throwing arm. I can hit you across a barroom with a beer bottle.
You're fairly certain of that?
I'm fairly certain I've done it.
All right. Margaret Gray, she walks off there to her husband, Frank Gray, is there. And we'll have more from the other fighter here, Pastor William Rennick, in just a moment. Let's go back down to the guys upstairs. Okay, thank you very much. Well, that's an interesting look at things, huh? That's an interesting look here when you talk about the stockiness of Pastor William Rennick. Yes, he's a substantial man. Pastor William Rennick upset Ted Bell in his semifinal fight, I should say. And I mean, he dominated him. There are photographs of, it was a knockout, as a matter of fact. Photographs of him putting one right on the button and knocking Ted Bell's head. Jesus, I bet you that's what's wrong with him tonight. Hey, Mr. Bell, come on over here.
I'm very excited about it.
Right, go away. Yeah, you're right. So I would keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on what? Just whatever. That was Ted Bell. We're about ready to get going here. Joe Dickhead, who is down on the barroom floor, let's go down to Joe, and he has Pastor William Rennick. Joe? Pastor Rennick, come on in here. How are you? We're very excited to see you. How do you feel about the fight?
I'm excited. I feel confident. And I also feel that, you know, my way is lit.
I understand.
My way is lit. So I got a light. And I can see where I'm going. And I have no fear. And I'm very excited about this. I got some people from the church.
Oh, these are people from your church.
Yeah, that's
I thought they were from Ted's restaurant.
Ted's restaurant? Give me a break. I bust these people over, man. This cost me a lot of money.
A lot of them look to be inebriated.
Whatever.
Pastor Rennick, Margaret Gray says she is wary of your stalkiness and your physical strength. Now, I dare say a fair number of bar fights do devolve into wrestling matches.
That's where I think I got it. I think I got her in a clinch. I get her in a clinch. I get her on the ground. It's over. No, it's over.
And I'll let you go back.
They're calling me over. That's the bar tab?
There is Pastor William Rennick.
That's the bar tab?
And right now, I guess he just saw the bar tab for his congregation. Let's go to Jack Igander. Well, that's a funny one there, Joe.
Why do we keep hearing this House of Pain?
Someone keeps throwing rocking a nickel right into the slot, man, and playing that thing. Well, we're about ready to get set here for bar fight one.
And the rules of bar fight is very simple, as it was explained to me by the Phil Henry Commission, which basically was a phone call from Mr. Henry this morning. And that is that a coin flip is going to take place, and now the coin flip is there. Let's go down to the...
I've got it! Well, I don't think so.
All right, I'd like someone here to... Margaret or pass the rent and call heads or tails.
Heads.
Wait a minute, just one or the other.
Heads.
And it is tails. It is tails, and that means that Pastor William Rennick is the one. Pastor Rennick, what do you think?
I'm going to come in.
All right. You stand at the bar, Ms. Gray. You come in, Pastor Rennick. Back upstairs. Basically, what that means is that Pastor Rennick will walk into the bar. Margaret Gray is already standing at the bar. He will bump into her and say, sloppy with your drink. And then he'll say, give that girl a bib. And we're off. Well, they're getting set here, so let's take a look at this here from bar fight number one, here from the Waverly warehouse.
Thank you. Good luck, Ms. Gray. Some of you, yeah.
And taking her place in the middle of the bar there is Margaret Gray. And we're about ready to get going.
Gray is taking her time, actually. She's taking her time now, but she stepped up to the bar, and now she's basically she's just, you know, standing at the bar.
It looks like she's getting in line right now. Then, of course, we've got Pastor Rennick, who is now making his way over to the door. He will be entering the bar, and it is at that point where he will then commence.
All right, there he goes.
There he goes, and
sloppy with your drink.
You talk too much.
Give that girl a bib.
Yep. How about a little bit of this, huh? What do you think?
Oh! I'm in the way right now. There goes. Look at that right hand. So now they're moving around the barroom. Boy, they are landing some punches right now as we just got going. And so you heard the fight started there. Sloppy with your drink, and that's when Gray turned. Well, look at that.
That was a body shot that Gray gave him and just put him through one of the windows there. They're going to go outside here.
Let's go down to Joe Dickhead.
Joe Dickhead down here, they're outside, in the parking area here of the warehouse. Each one, boy, they're exchanging some very serious blows here. Right, left, there goes a left there for Pastor Rennick, another right. Now they're in the clinch.
This is exactly the what Pastor Rennick, at least what Margaret Gray was afraid of.
Well, if he gets her in the clinch, that's what he kept talking about. He didn't want that to happen, and it looks like that it just might.
Now, they're out there in the broken glass, which is exactly where they wound up after Margaret Gray put Pastor Rennick through that window. Rennick has got a door. He got a door off the side of the building right now.
How'd that feel?
Now they're back inside the barroom now. They're back inside the barroom.
And the guy just came rolling back into the barroom. I'll tell you what, right now, this thing has started out fast and furious. I don't know if the other fights have started this way, but if they did, I don't see how these fighters could have any energy for this. This fight is scheduled for 30 minutes.
A 30-minute bar fight is a long bar fight.
All right.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what that was there, but I can tell you it's something.
So they are right now in the middle of the room. Now we're getting down, look at that. Changing punches. They are going back and forth, fast and furious now with a punching, and they are, the fans are loving this one. Look at that. God damn, man.
Now, these are very quick punches. I don't think any of them are hurting anybody.
And,
now, Gray. How about here comes Pastor Rennick with a bar stool. Right over the top of it.
That was ugly as Pastor William Rennick just hit Gray over the head with a bar stool. She's staggered. He's going in for the kill now. Boy, I wonder if this thing's going to be over before it even began. Oh, my God. Look at that. That was a...
That was ugly, right? She's staggering herself up the, grabbing a hold of his leg. She's pulling herself down to the, to her feet. They're out in the broken glass again around the bar. And one of them trying to reach for that. I think that's Gray, right?
One of the Gray is reaching for a chair, trying to get to the chair.
I don't know. Missed him with the chair. Rennick has got her in the clinch. Now Gray, there she goes, Gray. Just got out of the clinch. That was brutal. We just saw the beer bottle go across past the Rennick's face. He's grabbed now for another one himself. The punches keep on flailing away here. I don't know how these fighters can keep up with much more of this pace, because it is fast, it is furious, and it's very, very violent. Oh.
Now there was a beer bottle that hit the beer, that hit the bar. It didn't hit anybody.
Hot fight championship number one here from the Waverly Warehouse. This is a bar supply warehouse here in downtown Los Angeles. There's Jack Igag there here along with along with General Galen Shaw. A lot of times they confuse me with coach. With the coach, they never confuse me with the pastor. Pastor William Rennick and Margaret Gray are in a physical clinch now. Not too many punches being thrown here as they're trying to get... Wow, there goes another bottle flying by.
Now that was thrown by Gray as she got back into the clinch there with...
Now the punches are flying as they break apart. And we saw some pretty heavy... The biggest hits we've seen in this fight so far have been with objects from the bar. We saw two chairs. We saw a beer bottle. We also saw Rennick very early on get thrown through the window. And that's exactly where Margaret Gray is pushing him right now toward that. Right there he goes.
Beautiful. Now they're still throwing those punches, but she's got him through that window again.
Margaret Gray has put Pastor William Rennick through a window twice here as they continue fighting back into the bar now. The action is staggering. The non-stop punching, the non-stop contact of these two fighters is something that I've never witnessed in all of my... You ever seen a bar fight like this?
Oh, the bar fights that I've seen, let me tell you something, friend. They're over real fast when someone pulls a knife or a gun. But that, as we've been telling you, is not allowed in this bar fight championship here on this beautiful afternoon here in Southern California.
Oh, I just heard Pastor Rennick get nailed with a gut shot. There goes another one right now. And as she moves away from Rennick, Rennick is holding his gut. He's still throwing those punches.
Well, the action is slowing down.
There goes another. There, that was a left hand that put him right through the piano.
You know, I was half expecting to hear a piano here.
Well, we may. She can put him against that piano again. Maybe he'll make a little bit of music for us.
Another beer bottle.
Joe Dickhead down here on the floor, if you can hear me, Jack.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, the beer bottles that are flying around here are actually empties from the preceding party, so they weren't even able to get out the beer bottles they intended for the fight. They're using empties from a convention or party, I think it was a wedding reception of some kind here, before this fight started. So, in other words, they haven't even started using their props yet. They have not used one prop, except for the chairs. They've broken a few chairs. Joe Dickhead down on the floor there, and we're here at Bar Fight Championship number one, Margaret Gray and Pastor William Rennick. Here comes Gray. Gray had a garbage can. Just hit him with the garbage can. Beautiful move. Margaret Gray just dropped the garbage can there on Pastor William Rennick. He's to his feet. Continues to throw the fight. He's clinching her now.
So far, the clinch that we expected Pastor William Rennick to use and to great effect has not worked that well.
Gray has been very good at breaking away from it. She's got a beer bottle. She's got another beer bottle. I hate seeing that.
Rennick just got clipped with another beer bottle, but now he's come. Rennick has positioned himself against the bar. He's grabbed a beer bottle.
Oh, my. He staggered Margaret Gray. I just heard her say, oh, my. Joe Dickhead, did you hear that?
I did hear her say, oh, my, down here. I can't wish I could talk to her. Try to get me.
You'll rue the day. Back to you.
Well, I heard something like, you'll rue the day.
Yeah, that Margaret's got a... She's got a big mouth on her. We'll find out whether or not she can actually sustain this fight.
We are told that this fight now has gone longer than either of the preliminary bouts that Ms. Gray fought. This fight is coming up on the 20-minute mark. Not the 20-minute mark. It is coming up on the 11-minute mark, which was the record for Pastor Rennick in his preliminary fights.
Throws another beer bottle. They are continuing to throw punches here. Most of them are not landing, but we have heard a couple. Right hands.
The left hand of Margaret Gray has been clipping the pastor very, very...
Right against the piano. That was a piano shot. Look at that.
That was a piano shot. Falling to the ground right now is Pastor William Rennick, and she's going to try to take advantage of that. She's going to the beer bottle. Hit him right on the head with a beer bottle. Rennick is down on the floor. She's throwing everything at him now. Well, Pat, he's still flailing away with his fists and his feet there as he's trying to get to his feet. But this is something I haven't seen before. She hit him with everything. Hit him with everything but the kitchen sink, and he's gotten to his feet. And he's moving toward her. Pastor William Rennick just absorbed the garbage can, three beer bottles, and a chair. He was trying to get to his feet. We didn't think he would. He has gotten to his feet, and you can hear the fighting has resumed. Lots of fights. A lot of fists being thrown in this. I think there's been more fists connecting in this particular fight probably than one of the four previous preliminary fights that these two fighters were in. They're in a clinch right now, and moving away from the bar and back toward the center now of the bar room, the two fighters, they're clinched, and again, clinching. Now I hear here comes another. Well, he just hit that. That was Pastor William Rennick. He just heard his Margaret Gray slam the piano on his hand. As they were, the key cover for the piano was open, and she slammed it on his hand. Now the punching, there's a couple of punches landing there. On the back now is Margaret Gray. She's on the back, and Pastor William Rennick has got a chance right now. Boy, that was a table right there. Hit her with a table as Margaret Gray. There's another table on Margaret Gray. She's throwing those punches, though. On her back on the floor, she continues to throw punches, gets to her feet. Now, Pastor Rennick gonna try one more time. He's lifted up what looks like a very heavy ashtray. And it hit her direct, I mean, right across the face. She's moved against the bar. She's staggering back. It's almost like Frankenstein or something. This is almost, and I hate to say it. Well, I better not say it. No. Well, I'll just say it's strength. As Margaret Gray, absorbing a table, has come back, and they are flailing away now. Yeah, toe-to-toe in the middle of the barroom here at this, the Bar Fight Championship number one, Margaret Gray, Pastor William Rennick. Both of these fighters dominated their preceding fights, and they've gotten to this championship bout by virtue of their intense skill and, I would say, just their tough brawling styles. Boy, those bottles are, they're going to run out of those, they're going to run out of the party bottles and have to use their props. Now, the beer bottle on Pastor William Rennick's head. Pastor William Rennick, I think a lot of people would tell you, is a hard head, but I think that Margaret Gray is just as much a hard head. Wouldn't you say that, General? Well, I've worked with her for years, and she is, I tell you what, she just cannot, she bugs you with the, she bothers you with how much she just, oh, boy. That was Margaret Gray. It might have sounded like a man. It was a woman. Margaret Gray, as she got hit. She got hit with a pool cue. Here comes another pool cue now. Pastor Rennick. She's wielding two pool cues. Margaret Gray, she's going for the billiard balls. Margaret Gray now has the billiard. So Rennick with the pool cues. Gray with the billiard balls. Right there, a pool cue connects right at the same time that she jammed the cue ball right into Pastor William Rennick's face. Rennick is down. Rennick is down against the piano. He's staggering to his feet. Gray coming in for the kill. There's a beer glass. There goes another beer bottle on him. She's picked up one of the pool cues. There it is again. Two swipes of the pool cue. Rennick is on his hands and his knees. He's trying to get to his feet. It's going to be very, very difficult. Another beer bottle on top of Pastor William Rennick. And now down goes Margaret Gray. She's hit right there in the garbage can. Boy, now that was a cagey move. Right in front of him was the garbage can, and it was Pastor William Rennick that swung around, hit Ray. She's down right now. To her feet she goes and pushes him back through the window. This is nonstop action. There's no question about it. I can well imagine what it's like down there for Joe Dickhead, who is just feet away, just a few feet away from these fighters. As they're surrounded by an extremely exuberant crowd, dare I say intoxicated crowd, here for Bar Fight Championship number one. I'll tell you, this is easy. Right there, they fell against what? That's the sound equipment for our communications here. They did it again. Somebody's going to have to move that equipment or we're going to lose connection here with the bar. This is Jack Guy Gander along with General Galen Shaw, Joe Dickhead down by the fighting area. And this is Bar Fight Championship number one. And another beer bottle down here, Jack. This is Joe Dickhead. Another beer bottle has basically been broken in half across the big hard head of Pastor William Rennick. But he has come back with a beer bottle of his own. And now Gray
Margaret Gray has hit him with a garbage can. Both of these fighters have looked to be really almost finished. And just at that moment when the kill was going to be applied, they were able to grab a hold of a garbage can that happened to be, and it's one of those metal cans.
Now, they don't have any of those plastic cans. These are metal cans. Those are the metal lid that they can use.
The piano has figured prominently. We've seen two of the fighters going up against the piano, and then, of course, the piano, the key cover being slammed down on one of the participants. Is it? That beer bottle missed. That would almost hit us up here. Now, we are we're above the fray. We're here on a landing on the stairway near the offices, as we call this, and these beer bottles are flying right at us right now.
Damn it.
You all right?
Now, that one missed me there.
Sorry. It's all right, Miss Gray. And they're in a clinch. They are in a clinch right now. Pastor William Rennick coming around with a pop to a hit. There it is.
Oh, my God. Well, Gray's staggered. She's staggered.
Margaret Gray now staggered, trying to retreat from the fight, but she can't. She's having to keep throwing these punches as she is moving backward, ever backward, inexorably backward, trying to stay as clear as she can away from a lot of this action. Pastor William Rennick just got hit in the groin with a billiard ball.
Well, now that, as you know, that wouldn't go in a regular fight, but in a bar fight, everything goes.
Margaret Gray just was able to take a billiard ball, it was the eight ball, well, it was the eight ball to the balls, very good, and nailed Rennick. He's fighting with one hand right now. He's holding onto his nuts with the other one. Up on the top of the stairs they go. They are fighting on top of the stairs as Pastor William Rennick is staggered backwards across the stairs. Now he is up on one hand, up on his feet with one hand clutching his groin. Down the stairs goes Margaret Gray. She's been pushed down the stairs, coming back up. Pastor Rennick is fighting with one hand. Back down the stairs she goes.
Amazing, what a recovery there as they went up the second landing just above us here. He was backing up, holding his balls with one hand, fighting with the other. Now they're back down on the floor of the bar.
I'll tell you something. I have seen moments in this fight where the fighter should have been done, but it was not the case as they fought back and fought back hard. Margaret Gray and Pastor William Rennick trading punches there on the floor of this bar fight championship warehouse here, the Waverly Bar Supply Warehouse owned by Mr. Ted Bell. Ted Bell, come on by. What do you think?
This is the most exciting thing. I'm so excited.
He was breathing on me. Had to get him out of here. It'll be all right, Ted.
I'm very excited.
Down on the barroom floor, the fight continues. Margaret Gray, both fighters are injured. Both fighters are injured as Pastor William Rennick is continually trying to massage his nuts. It is Margaret Gray who seems to, at least from what we're looking at, she's got blood coming down in her eyes. So she's been split right across those eyes.
That's going to be a tough one. You can't see if you're blind, and that blood coming down into her eyes, where apparently she was hit with the pool cue, the first pool cue, is blinding her.
They're shuffling around now in broken glass down there, trying to move some of this stuff out of the way. Here comes an ashtray right across the face. There, an ashtray across the face of Pastor William Rennick. Took an ashtray right across the face. Gray takes him over. There goes Rennick. Takes her over to the jukebox. Look out! They're gonna have to move that jukebox. Hit the jukebox.
That is a very heavy item. If somebody's able to get that off the floor,
I doubt that sincerely. I mean, that is, well, look at this. Gray is going to try it with one hand punching, but the other throws the jukebox. She throws the jukebox right at him, and it just missed. I'm going to tell you something. That could be a fatal shot.
Well, you can hear that the action has slowed down considerably because both fighters have got to be weary as we are entering into, and I'm going to take a look at our time right now. We are entering into the 26th minute of this thing.
I think that's the time, total time on the clock.
I'm sorry, we're entering into the 15th minute of this. The 15th minute of this thing as the fighting continues. Both of these fighters, as we mentioned, as you heard Jack say, have been staggered. Both of them with taking shots that could have been fatal, or at least could have ended the fight, and were able to recover.
Right now the fighters are in a clinch, and this was the part of the fight that we were telling you about. It could be a wrestling match at some point. Trying to get to their feet. Here is Gray with she's got Rennick's head in between her thighs, and Rennick looked up for a moment and smiled at her, which pissed her off. Look at that.
Rennick's head was between her thighs. She was Pierre Thylock, and Rennick looked up at her and couldn't help himself. He smiled and laughed, and that's when she brought down on his head whatever that was, a serving tray?
Yes, it was a serving tray on top of the jukebox.
And there goes another one. Despite the smile on the face of Pastor Rennick, she is hitting him with right hands. Despite that smile, she's got him in that thigh lock, and she's not going to let it go. Margaret grabbed it.
That was a looked like a serving dish of some kind.
Well, it looked like it was a steam pot for oysters. Gotta get Ted Bell over here. Ted, do you serve steamed oysters?
Yes, we do. We have a raw bar.
That's all I wanted to know. So I believe that was one of those big canisters that they steam oysters in his grave. It finally releases Rennick. He's trying to get to his feet. She had the lid of that oyster pot.
There goes the oyster pot now. It was Rennick who picked it up and retaliated by throwing it at her. She ducked it, went through the window, but he's got another oyster pot.
That one hit Gray, and Gray is down on the ground. Now, the fighting continues. Both fighters now on the floor throwing punches, and this is some kind of, oh, look at that.
These oyster pots were here for the wedding reception, and a lot of them are still here.
A lot of glasses, an awful lot of a lot of silverware and hardware from the preceding event that was being held here in this warehouse where this ballroom is set up. Margaret Gray and Pastor William Rennick throwing the punches. Both fighters seem to be extremely fatigued. Both fighters are injured. Gray has blood coming down from the... Now, remember that this is a bar fight. There's no rounds. There's no corner man, unless after the fight is over, they have someone there to attend to their wounds. This is all-out brawling. The only thing that is different from a regular bar fight, you're not allowed to bring any weapons with you. So those knives or guns or anything like that.
And if this was a real bar fight, I can assure you it would have been over by now with those implements in hand.
Now, Rennick moving toward Gray. Rennick moving toward Gray. He's got in his hand two beer bottles. And she's trying to fend him off with the two right hands. He's got the beer bottles. Here comes one against Margaret Gray. We'll see whether this thing lands or not. Misses with the first beer bottle. Now comes the next. That's the second one.
That was a direct hit right there.
Wow.
Right through the window goes Margaret Gray.
The only unbroken window in the bar, she just went right through it on her back. A lot of the early action in this fight, as you know, was directed in Margaret Gray's direction. I think the longer this fight goes, the squirrelier it's going to get for those bettors.
There's a lot of nervous Margaret Gray bettors, no question about that. And I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that Rennick is the guy that is going to be able to withstand the long fight.
Through the window she goes. Through the window goes that jukebox.
Pastor William Rennick picked the jukebox up and threw it on top of Gray.
She's on the ground. Now they're going through the broken glass. Gray trying to get to her feet, trying to fend off Pastor William Rennick. She picks up a piece of glass and hits him with the glass. I mean, there's a sharp edges on that glass as she's fighting to get her way back into the bar after having the jukebox dropped on her. Unbelievable.
Boy, I'll tell you, she's picking up that glass.
Hey, hits him again with a piece of glass.
Now, you were saying, Jack, and you're right, that glass is very sharp-edged and it can injure an individual.
Just slow down.
Sorry.
It can injure an individual very, very badly. Now they're back into the rubble here in the middle of this barroom. They are clinching at present, and somebody trying to get a... There's a very weak right hand thrown by Pastor William Rennick. Gray is back on her feet after having it. Now they're exchanging punches there near the bar. Now they're exchanging more, but there's a right hand there by Gray staggering Rennick. Rennick coming back with a left hand. The left hand, and then the right from Margaret Gray. And they're in the middle of the barroom swinging on each other, picking up a pool cue. There goes Pastor Wim. He's got the pool cue.
Yes, he does. He picked up one of the busted pool cues.
And the right side of the head with a pool cue. Back she goes as Pastor William Rennick wades in. The middle of the barroom now up against the bar again. They're going to use that bar at some point to try to slam someone's head against that thing. There it goes.
Well, that's the thing that long hair is a big, big drawback, is Margaret Gray has that long hair that Pastor Rennick was able to get a hold of and slammed her head against that bar.
Pastor William Rennick, he is 43 years of age. He, as he told us before this fight, he's come down the road a long way. He was the devil's friend, as he liked to say. Now, he's been around. Margaret Gray, she's had some alley fights in her life, probably as far back as Philadelphia when she was in college. Both of them going at it here in bar fight championship number one.
There goes another beer. That was actually a tray of beer bottles dropped on Margaret Ray's head by Pastor William Rennick. Rennick is now going around behind the bar. Look, there's another one. Now he's going for the liquor bottles behind the bars. Gray is trying to get to him. He is fending her off. Using that bar is almost like a fortress. Rennick is fending off Gray as she tries to get to him. You can't do it, I'm telling you. That is a very, very smart move. It is a smart move for a couple of reasons. She has that bar between herself and him, and she has all the weaponry. So, I'll tell you, well, you're talking about, well, I said she, but I meant Pastor William Rennick, because some of his punches have been girl-like.
Yeah,
So Pastor William Rennick is, he is absorbing a couple of shots. Margaret Gray reaching across the bar to try to get to him, but she can't do it. He's got the beer bottles there behind the bar, and he's got all those heavy liquor bottles as well. And that's where they are now. She grabs a hold of him. She's got him in a headlock right now. As long as he's in that headlock, she can really do some damage. In the headlock is Pastor William Rennick, as Margaret Gray is looking around for something. She wants the club. Well, what was that? Well, she's just throwing punches right at... And now there goes a bottle of whiskey or something. That was brutal. That was absolutely brutal. Margaret Gray just hit him with a whiskey bottle while his head was in a headlock and continues to hit him within that headlock. You can hear the punches. Those are all being thrown by Margaret Gray. Out of the headlock he goes as he comes back at her with another one of those little ashtrays that they had. You know, you can't smoke in bars anymore, but... That was again the piano comes to the rescue, Pastor William Rennick, as he threw Margaret Gray against that piano. Throwing her up against the piano is Pastor William Rennick. The fighting continues. They move now toward the broken glass and the open windows. Margaret Gray, she hits Rennick again with the glass. That has been Margaret Gray's saving grace. Every time he backs her up against that window that has already been broken out, there's two of them now that have been broken out, she's able to pick up a sheet of glass.
Well, I think it was Rennick the last time out.
Yes, it was. You're absolutely right there, Jack. Pastor William Rennick was able to... There's another piece of glass. That one missed, and I think it hit. As a matter of fact, Shorty Jones, one of our engineers, are you all right, Shorty? Shorty Jones got hit with that piece of glass. This is Bar Fight Championship number one here from the Waverly. That's what they were talking about. A large closet just came open that Rennick threw Margaret Gray against, and all kinds of stuff came rolling out of there. It looked like a beer keg. There's still probably some very unstable elements in there. They're throwing punches right in front of them. Here it comes again. Both fighters off their feet. Both fighters, now they get up swinging again. Well, that really pissed off Rennick, didn't it? Well, it was a... Rennick threw her against that door, and she got up and started throwing punches, and that's when the stuff started cascading out of that closet. Then she threw a... There goes again. How many beer kegs are in that closet? Both fighters now getting to their feet after having been buried in beer kegs, chairs, all kinds of equipment down near that one big and, I say big and very ominous door that contained all of that equipment. Shuffling around now in the middle of a lot of debris, in the middle of this bar, we are looking at broken glass, we're looking at busted chairs, chair legs. Everything's turned into a weapon. Anything can really be the thing that clinches the fight. So when we say there are no weapons allowed, you're obviously able to make weapons out of these busted legs of chairs. You can do anything you want with the implements at hand, absolutely. And that's exactly what William Rennick does. He picks up the leg of one of the broken bar stools, and that comes right down on her right arm. She's holding her right arm and looks very, very angry. She hits Rennick. Oh, she threw Rennick right to the glass behind the bar. Good Lord. Well, Rennick comes out swinging, though. She picked him up and threw him right to the glass behind the bar. And Rennick went through that like a rag doll. I'll tell you that right now. The fact that he's still throwing punches is just... Well, he's not throwing many because that's great. She's landing most of those punches, pummeling him now. Well, he's rolling away now. Pastor Rennick rolls away, throwing some punches in a retreat. Man, that's got to have hurt him. He's absorbed an awful lot in this fight. A closet full of stuff, that piano. I would say the biggest shot that Margaret Gray has taken in this fight has been that Wurlitzer jukebox that landed right on her, right outside those windows.
That was a lot of equipment, I'll tell you. That was a big, big piece of equipment she was able to absorb.
The fight is in a clinch now. They are trying to find some space. Both of them just backed into a large, both of them backing into that large stack of beer kegs that they were stacking up to try to organize and put it back in the closet. Well, somebody's got some more work to do. Well, they backed into that. There wasn't anybody doing anything other than they were moving around the bar and backed into that big stack of beer kegs. Pastor William Rennick sizing her up again. He looks like he's going to try and he's reaching back now. He's got himself just hit her with that thing, leg of that chair. Hit her with another barstool leg. And you heard Margaret Gray. She is getting hit pretty hard with those. She got hit again. Hit again with a barstool leg. Margaret Gray. Now, you may say that sounds like a man, but when you're getting hit with a barstool leg, you sound like a man, even if you're a woman. And how do you know that? Wouldn't you like to know? Well, Margaret Gray is... No, actually, I don't think I would. Margaret Gray has had a... There goes a beer bottle across Pastor William Rennick's head. Let me tell you something, folks. This man has taken so many beer bottles across the head, it's amazing to me that he is still standing. I cannot believe it. Pastor William Rennick is up. He's at him. But I'll tell you, he's having a very, very difficult time here of maintaining. We're coming up now on the end of this fight, and it has been a doozy. Both of them throwing punches, both of them throwing these punches, and both of them connecting with those punches as they continue here. Margaret Gray, Pastor William Rennick, in one of the most incredible fights that I've seen, and I've been watching, certainly prize fights. I haven't seen too many beer fights, but I'll tell you what, this has been a doozy. Right down the stairs. They maneuvered themselves up the stairs. Margaret Gray tossing Pastor Rennick down the stairs, picking him up and taking him to the top of the stairs again, and throws him back down. Pastor Rennick, like you said, a rag doll in her arms. Margaret Gray throws him back down the stairs, picks him up and throws him back down the stairs again. Picks him up and throws him back down the stairs again. This is a brutality unchained. Picks him up and throws him back down the stairs again. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's the fight bell. I just heard the fight bell. I just heard the fight bell. Unbelievable fight, ladies and gentlemen, here from the Waverly Ballroom in Los Angeles, California. Yes, the fight bell has sounded. And you can hear the appreciative crowd. Both fighters are on the floor. On the floor of this ballroom, both fighters barely moving. Over to Margaret Gray goes her husband, Frank Ray, and over to Pastor William Rennick is his wife, Clara Bingham. And the crowd very appreciative of this unbelievable bar fight championship number one. Now, this is going to come down to the judges. Yes, the judges in this fight, Joe Dickhead is one of the judges. The other is going to be Rudy Canoza, who, of course, is employed at Ted's of Beverly Hills as his bartender, but also Rudy is a part owner. And Rudy Canoza making his way down there right now, Ted.
I know Rudy's going to be there.
Back up, will you? Good Lord.
All right. Making their way down there, as I mentioned, is Rudy Canoza. Boy, everybody is spent. Ted, what'd you think? Never mind.
Well, I really like it.
Let's go to Joe Dickhead. Ah, guys, we have Margaret Gray. She's not doing too good. She's barely conscious as she took the full brunt of that Wurlitzer jukebox and continued to fight through the final 10 minutes of this fight. Margaret, how are you?
He's not doing too good.
That's Frank Gray, Margaret's husband.
Honey, yeah, I think he's going to be okay, but... Hey, honey.
Let's go over here to Pastor William Rennick. Pastor, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm always fine. Because I don't fear anything. I don't fear any man. I don't fear any woman. I have no fear. I know I'm going to be all right. And win or lose this fight here tonight, this has been for my congregation, Joyful Union Congregation. I want to shout out to ML. I want to shout out also to all of the deacons, the board of directors. And that is, are you hurt? I'm all right. I'm all right. I think I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. I've got to put some ice on it. As you know, he took, and you saw that, Jack, and you caught it very clearly as he took the cue ball off the ball sack. Back to Jack, I gagged him.
Well, I'll tell you, if this is the way bar fights are, I can tell you they're not. But I'll say this. If this is the way professional bar fights are, I want to see a whole bunch more of these. It has been unbelievable. Now we're awaiting the decision here of the judges, and we'll find out just exactly who won this fight. Wow. I had this fight, I can tell you, and my opinion doesn't count at all, but I had this fight in favor of Margaret Gray, and that is because I separated the fight into 10-minute segments, and I had her winning two of those.
Well, I think that Rennick came back very strong. There is no defending champion, so in my opinion, I think that Rennick probably was able to edge her there at the end, because he did come back from some pretty difficult situation.
Well, I think the thing that clinched it for me, though, was the...
Well, yes, she threw him down those stairs.
Yeah, threw him down the stairs. All right, let's go now to... let's go on over now to Joe Dickhead. Your attention, please! Your attention, please! Your attention, please! Your attention, please! Ladies and gentlemen, your attention! Ladies and gentlemen, your attention! Hey, Joe, I don't think they're gonna... I think they're paying attention to us talking in the back here. I don't like them paying... What are those people talking about? Shut up! Shut up! They're not gonna shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, our judges have scored this fight 68-32.
That is 68%. 68% favored one of the fighters, 32 the other.
68-32. Margaret Gray is the new bar fight champion. Margaret Gray is the bar fight champion here. The bar fight champion, Margaret Gray, as she, no doubt in my mind, it was there at the end of the fight that she was able to do it.
Well, I think you're right, Jack. When she was picking up Pastor William Rennick there, and she was throwing him down those stairs.
We had a microphone on there.
Let's go down to Joe Dickhead.
Margaret, how are you feeling? I'm fine. I really am. And I want to thank everybody. Thank you. I want to thank everyone. And I particularly want to thank my opponent, Pastor William Rennick. But you don't mouth off to Mama. You understand that?
And Margaret, you know what? No, you don't mouth off to Mama.
The fight's over.
The fight's over, you two. I mouth off to you.
You don't mouth off to Mama.
I mouth off to you.
Who won?
I mouth off to you.
Who won?
I mouth off to you.
All right, but we're not going to solve the fight this way, but at least in the opinion of the judges, Pastor Rennick, Margaret Gray won.
Yeah, but I mouth off. She didn't tell me who to mouth off to.
Who do you... You don't mouth off to Mama, though.
I mouth off to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, these guys... Your name is Dickhead.
I think you know what I'd like to do? His name is Dickhead now. You take the name Rennick, Joe.
You're Dickhead.
Forget it. Back up to you guys.
All right, well, this thing has ended not very sportingly, as Pastor Rennick was down there saying that he'll mouth off to anybody he wants. Margaret Gray said, you don't mouth off to Mama, to which he responded that he mouths off to her. Well, it's the beauty, I think, of sports. You know, there's the event, and then there's the all that trash talk and all that smack that everybody starts to toss around there at the tail end of an event. But there's no question, you called it right, Jack. The thing that turned this fight, and I'm very surprised that it was as lopsided as it was.
The judges had it 68% to 32% in favor of Margaret Gray. You and I thought it was a lot closer than that.
Well, I thought that there were a couple of telling moments there for Pastor Rennick, throwing it through the glass, through the window. Using the pool cues was very good, and using the legs of the bar stools.
She had, and she took the Wurlitzer jukebox.
And yes, the Wurlitzer.
I think what everybody was looking at, though, is she probably landed the abundance of punches in the bar fight itself. All the exciting, dramatic stuff, pool cues aside, she was definitely dropping more of the hands that connected.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our bar fight for bar fight championship number one. This is Jack I. Gagner. Very, very glad to have been with you here. And we invite you to our next big sporting event as this bar fight championship number one, presented by Backstage Pass Productions, has been brought to you by Klingon Aftershave, Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers, Buggerman Gardening Supplies. Don't put off that home all those home improvements? Bugger it with Buggerman. Mother Hortense Strudel House and Outer Space Tequila. This is Jack Agagda for Joe Dickhead and General Galen Shaw. Saying so long here from the Waverly Bar Supply Warehouse in downtown Los Angeles. For the winner of this bar fight championship, Margaret Gray, 68-32 over Pastor William Rennick.
You.
How's that feel? We're not on the air, though.
That sounds like Looney Tunes business.
Everybody get out of here.
Well, y'all gotta clear out, okay? Because I gotta get some of this stuff over to the restaurant.